95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station, The Morning Hog, Riggs, intern Steve, was here, and then he apparently thought the DeLand Craft Beer Festival started today. It's tomorrow, right? Josh from SR Perot right there. It's like, yeah, he peeled out of the parking lot because he said he wanted the freshest beer.
Yeah. I tried to catch him. He was running out the door, and he's like, I got to go.
Yeah, we're like, no, but whoa, wait, and forget it. It's fine. That means more for us.
Yeah.
That's good. Now, these beers that you brought, will we find these?
Yeah, so that's one of the reasons I brought them, and to kind of show you the variation of stuff we'll have out there tomorrow.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. You always have variety. Those are fresh out of the cooler. Where are we going? We're starting first. I see cans.
Right. So we're going to start off with J-Dub's Poolside Florida Ale.
Okay.
This is something we just now get in cans.
Okay.
So it is a newer product.
Excellent.
But I figure we start off something a little light, a little refreshing.
Okay.
A little bit lower ABV, 5%, but something to kind of start your day off with, no super heavy flavors.
And that way
you would be able to continue your day and, you know, still enjoy. Your palate's not going to get wrecked on the first beer.
Sure.
Let's put it that way.
And whether it's the daytime or whether you're in the middle of the morning like we are right now, it still fits. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Still good to maybe start light and then you start piling it on.
So this is going to be, like I said, easy drinking.
Yeah.
Florida Ale, it's kind of a Kolsch style beer, so super clean, crisp, refreshing.
Oh, wow. That's got some bubbly goodness right there.
And obviously J-Dubs, out of Florida. They brew out there in Orlando now.
Right.
Originally in Sarasota, but they moved over to Orlando.
Okay.
And they just have some killer beer, man.
They do. And we've tried many of the J-Dubs, like crazy offshoot things.
Right.
This is just simple, great beer.
Yeah, exactly. Easy drinking. For those people out there that love craft beer, but they still want a beer-flavored beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something I hear all the time.
I mean, that is a description. Like, if you're not a craft guy or woman,
right,
grab this anyway.
So, yeah, our DeLand Craft Beer Festival is tomorrow. This is the 13th year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Really? And this year it'll be over on Georgia Avenue again, right in front of, like, Persimmon Hollow and Cafe Da Vinci.
Okay.
So that same road. Can expect close to 200 beers there, if not over.
Wow, that's a lot of options.
Yeah, I mean, we'll talk about how you get your tickets and stuff in a little bit later. But
yeah,
you want
also start planning your rides so somebody can give you a ride.
Yeah,
that's the best thing to do because you can do some good work.
Well, not only that, the parking down there gets a little weird.
Yeah.
Downtown DeLand is fantastic, but the parking lots are a little bit smaller. So be smart. You know, be able to drink as much as you want and still make it home safely.
That's right.
I'd grab an Uber or something like that.
No kidding. And you get your cardio in walking around all those tents and stuff. I mean,
exactly.
That's good. All right. So with over 200 beers, I hope there's some terrapin in it.
There is.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Woo!
So we got Terrapin's Watermelon Goza.
Mm. Oh, it's been a minute. Hi, Terrapin.
If you haven't had a Goza before, it's a whole different experience, in my opinion. It's a little bit sour.
It is.
Typically, they're brewed with sea salt and coriander.
Yeah.
This one's going to have, obviously, some watermelon. Lower ABV, 4.5%. So very refreshing. The watermelon is very prevalent. Terrapin's had this out for a little bit, but it's one of my favorite beers, especially for the summertime.
All right. So you have sours. You have tarts.
Yep.
Where does this fall in that hierarchy? I know it's neither, but
I would say close to a tart.
Okay.
Because it's not, you know, it's not getting you in the back of the throat.
Mm-hmm.
Still very enjoyable, not killing your palate, and you can actually do a few of these.
Yeah.
Versus some sours, you have one, you're done.
Yeah.
Very, like I said, very refreshing. A little bit, we were talking about on the last show, putting salt on your watermelon.
Yes.
There you go. Bingo.
Yes. This is like if you had, maybe if you would have one of those watermelons that you had injected with some kind of alcohol and set it out by the pool for a minute, and then cut a piece and chomped on it, you would get a little bit of this. And throw some salt on that, too. We recommend it. Boy, that's really good. And Terrapin, too, they do everything else just fine.
Oh, yeah.
But then when they branch out, they do it right, too.
Oh, yeah. They know what they're doing over there. Like I said, they have the brewery inside of the Braves Stadium, which is a smaller barrel system. So they're able to kind of experiment and test it on the people that are in the stadium. So when they see that reaction's really good, they push it over to the other one in Athens. And then they do larger batches, and that's how we get it down in Florida.
I love that. Thank you, Spike and family, for making that happen. It's the right thing to do. Well, gosh, can we take a watermelon break? I have some in the fridge.
Yeah, let's finish this can.
Okay.
And eat a watermelon.
All right, cool. So we'll be back with seeds in our mouths. Josh, SR Perot, Riggs, The Morning Hog, and The Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog.